everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. This episode, I'm so excited. I really liked this episode.
Oh, great. Okay.
We didn't do Friday nights. Something, a girl disappeared. I can't remember her name. Kelsey?
I didn't watch it.
Caitlin?
Mm.
No, it's with a K. I feel really bad. I know there was something about a donkey.
No.
Somebody worked at a donkey farm?
A
trained dogs that herd donkeys?
Yeah.
Is that possible? That's all I saw on Twitter.
You're looking to the screen right now. I see you looking up. Are you looking at your TV? Are you trying to find?
Oops, it's not on there.
The donkey?
I don't remember what it was called.
Because that doesn't sound real.
No, it really was something about a donkey because people online were talking about the donkey a lot. I'm not just making up the donkey thing.
Do you know I live down the street from a donkey?
What do you mean? A donkey like owned a house?
Growing up.
Was your neighbor?
Nope. The neighbors had a donkey named Burrito. It was noisy.
What did they do with the donkey?
I don't know. They had a llama too. They had a donkey and a llama and a horse. They had three for a while.
Wait, did you? It's like a farm?
What? Yeah. No, I just grew up in the country. So they had animals and they had a donkey named Burrito and he was really loud. But we'd go and pet the llama and feed the llama carrots, and then the donkey would mosey over. They were friends.
Llama and donkey being best friends.
Spitting together, the fun never ends.
Kicking up poop, eating some hay.
donkey and llama.
Saving the day.
There you go. Did it.
Yeah. We're not talking about the vanishing of Kelsey Barreth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry to Kelsey and her family. We're not doing it. It's not because it wasn't a good episode. In fact, Andrea was pregnant.
Is
pregnant and looked, I can't even express how freaking cute Andrea is pregnant.
I'm sure it's pretty cute.
Yeah, she just is a glowing angel.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's Andrea.
It's Andrea. Yeah. And she wore white on top. She was wearing a white top. Ugh.
So at least we get a double dose of Andrea because Andrea is also the host of Devil's Bathtub.
Yeah. And I really just picked it because A, it's a lot crazier. And B, it's called Devil's Bathtub.
Yeah, I mean, knew that.
You think we're not going to cover an episode called Devil's Bathtub?
When you wrote me that, when you said we're going to do Devil's Bathtub instead, I was like, yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Of course we are. I don't know what's going to happen there, but...
It doesn't even matter at that point. Just the puns that Katie's going to come up with alone.
But did you... I do have some interesting titles for this. But did you think that it was surrounding a bathtub? Or did you think immediately the Devil's Bathtub was a place?
No, I had no idea that it was a place. I think it's the dumbest name for a place. Because who's going to be like, let's go hiking at Devil's Bathtub?
No.
People like us would, but not normal people.
No, I wouldn't. No, I'm not going there.
I would.
Devil's Bathtub? No, people die there.
Yeah.
No, you're not going. That means that, like, okay, so what they said in the episode, I'm sorry, you're probably going to get to this. Do you explain how the Devil's Bathtub was created?
No, I didn't.
In your recap?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did. Okay, so we'll talk about it. Why don't you launch in and then we'll discuss.
So this episode, Devil's Bathtub, September 22nd, 2017. So it's a fairly newer one. Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing it, though. I feel Mm-mm. like I would remember, and Mm-mm. I don't for some reason. So I don't
we
know how I missed it.
We should have seen this one.
Was it when we were doing our podcast?
Sorry, tell me the month again.
September of 2017. When did we start this nonsensical ride that we are on?
May 2017.
So we should have seen this September
So we
episode.
Should have seen this episode.
Why did we skip this? What was
don't
going
know.
On in our lives?
Is it just a week that we just decided to do a Kimberly's favorite and we didn't even look at it? Because that does happen.
No, I would have been like, oh, this episode's called Devil's Bathtub. We're doing
Yeah,
this.
So something's up. It must
something's
have aired.
Not right. I feel like they're
no,
lying to
that's
us
not
about
the right.
Date.
That's not the right air date. Okay.
I'm upset. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay. This was season 25, episode 48. Features Andrea. Always gorgeous.
Always.
It takes place in 2016, so it must have been 2017 that this episode aired. I don't know what happened. I'm so confused.
Yeah, me too. It's fine. Okay.
Okay. Pittsford, New York.
Well.
I just don't understand. First I kept thinking they were saying Pittsburgh, and I was getting angry. Like, why do you have so many towns in different states that have the same name? Geography is hard enough for me.
Right.
Without adding in multiples.
Well, I didn't. I thought I agreed with you. I also thought it was Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I fully did. Until I put on subtitles or saw the sign or something. So it looked like a wealthy family type community. They keep saying happy bubble. They said happy bubble like 25,000 times. They were in a bubble. The girlfriend says it over and over. We were in a bubble. This was our bubble.
It's like Orange County.
Yes, I get it. You're going to mock me.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just stating a fact.
I haven't lived in the bubble for quite some time.
You have not. Orange County itself is a bubble. You don't live in the bubble. You live in L.A. proper, kind of.
Kind of. But I kind of live in a bubble within L.A. proper.
You live in a different bubble.
I like a bubble.
But you have also lived in other parts of Los Angeles without being afeared. So you haven't been afraid when we lived in not bubble area. You were fine. I would not consider you as part of the Orange County bubble at all.
Yes. I made it out.
No. You're brave. You're like, what's her name? Red-haired girl. What's her name? From Brave.
Meridia?
Is that her name?
Marinda? Marinda.
I actually don't know her name. Red-haired girl.
I think it's Marinda.
Does she sing a song?
People are so mad at us right now.
Yeah, I know.
I can think of three Disney-obsessed listeners that we have on Twitter who are literally probably crying in anger.
Okay,
hot tears.
Should I take this out? I feel like
fine.
I'm apologizing. I apologize. I honestly don't know. I don't know who she is. I know that she has red hair. I'm not sure if there's a song. Is there a song from Brave?
It's very hard when they don't name the movie after the person for me to learn their name. That's difficult. I'm not that bright, guys.
Names have become hard for you in your elder years, I've noticed. Yeah.
I just said the Princess Bride. Princess and the Toad? I can't remember. What was her name?
Well, that's the Frog Prince, right?
What's her name?
What's that movie called? We got to stop talking. We need to have this conversation.
And the Frog,
off.
Right? And the Toad?
Frog.
There's a whole bunch
but
of
that's,
Disney
but
movies.
But that's based
that
on the Frog Prince.
I skipped over.
And the only Frog Prince that I know is the Showtime classic with Terry Garr as the princess, and it's amazing, and Robin Williams is the frog.
Oh my gosh.
Those Showtime classics were awesome, and anybody out there that knows what I'm talking about, it's Shelley Duvall's Showtime stories or whatever.
Wait,
they were.
Was it on Showtime?
So it was
channel?
On Showtime. They were an hour long.
You guys had Showtime?
My mom taped them. My parents apparently had Showtime somewhere because my mom would tape them. So, but I got to watch Beauty and the Beast had Susan Sarandon was Belle, and then...
What?
No, these are, they're really creepy. Rapunzel, Shelley Duvall was Rapunzel. Shelley Duvall starred in a lot of them too, but she was also the host. So she would introduce the story.
Mm-hmm. Shelley Duvall from The Shining?
Correct.
Was Rapunzel?
And the Rumpelstiltskin girl. I don't remember her name. They're really intense and they're sort of dark, but I loved them.
The Rumpelstiltskin girl is...
I don't know her name.
Sleeping Beauty.
It's not, but it's like that. See, I didn't know Rumpelstiltskin until I saw the thing, but then she's weaving the things into gold, and he comes and visits her, and she's in the prison. She's, like, locked in the tower.
Yeah.
And he appears, and she has to spin really, really fast into gold on the spinning wheel.
He was on that show Once Upon a Time, whatever that show is. Remember that show?
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah.
That character was?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he...
He's not good. He's bad.
He liked Belle. I think they got married or something. They crossed stories somehow.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Yeah. Because Belle was the girl... I'm totally going to mess this up. It was the girl from Lost. The girl that Charlie loved from Lost.
Lily Evangeline?
No. That's not the girl that Charlie loved.
I don't remember who he loved.
Claire.
Oh.
Remember Claire?
I remember not liking Claire.
She was pregnant.
I don't know. Why do I have bad feelings? I have, like, a negative connotation. I can't picture her, but I have, like, ugh.
She's so cute. Blonde hair? No?
Yeah.
She went brunette, and she was on that show. Maybe I'm getting confused. People really are going to just be very angry with us, I feel like, already. Oh, my God. The people that were getting so mad about the bogging. The bogs.
What bogs?
The cranberry bogs.
Oh.
But Pam on Twitter said it boggles the mind.
It does boggle the mind. I didn't know. Wait a minute, but it's in a bog.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it. It's good work. Wait, it's a bog that cranberries grow in?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but that's weird, right?
They grow like in the, they flood the bog with water so that the cranberries rise to the top so they can skim them all off to the top.
That's nasty.
They rinse them and stuff before they...
But are there, like, fishes in the bog? Tadpoles?
No, I don't think so.
Pollywogs?
I don't know. It's a great question. Don't know.
Pollywog feces all over your cranberry juice. I'm just saying.
You just have to accept that and move on.
I'm fine with it. I know. I'm surprised you're fine with it, but I'm fine with it, of course.
I'm not a germaphobe.
It's true. And you don't live in a bubble.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so
this
go back
to... This
might
be the longest we've ever spoken without actually addressing what happens in the episode.
Please go.
Okay. Devil's Bathtub was a pond formed by glaciers, unlike those man-made poser lakes from a couple weeks ago. Posers. Right.
Did you look up Devil's Bathtub like you looked up the man-made lakes? Because this is way more interesting to me than the stupid man-made lakes.
No,
because
I go, God did that... He did a good job. I don't need to look into
it.
But
why they name it Devil's Bathtub? I'm going to look it up on the sly while you're
doing this. No, that's going to drive me crazy.
You won't know.
I will know.
I have ways. I have an iPad down here that you can't see.
Yeah, but I can see where your eyes are looking. Okay, so this story is about the Rideout family, which maybe it's just me. I kept thinking, roll out. No?
The barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
No.
Is that what you're singing? Oh, sorry. What are you singing?
It's like a rap song.
Oh, I'm singing like a 1920s song because apparently I'm ancient. So that's great.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
So they had three girls and four boys, and mm-hmm. the mom and the dad are Craig and Laura. Craig was a computer programmer and volunteered at church. His best friend, Paul Tucci, a.k.a. PJ, a.k.a. The Tooch, as I am going to call him.
The Tooch?
Yes. Get ready for it.
His name is already PJ. We can't just go with PJ is enough.
No. The Tooch.
The Tooch. Yeah. All right.
He says that Craig was...
You're listening to Craig and the Tooch!
Yeah.
93.5, The Eagle.
There you go.
Is that what you're talking about? Extreme sports. Okay. That's fine. That's what the Tooch is.
Chelsea is a girl that is dating the oldest boy, Colin.
Wait, did you say they had seven children already?
Yeah. Seven children. Chelsea falls for Colin in high school really fast. Colin's the oldest.
Okay.
She says he cooked dinner and she was so impressed. Which reminds me of a few weeks ago when the girl was dating that mysterious guy with the past and they were having dinner and a water spilled and he cleaned it up. And the sisters were like, marry that boy. And someone on Twitter was like, raise your standards, ladies.
The bar is low.
He cleaned up a water.
Wow.
Okay. So Craig and Laura had money troubles due to having seven children because mm-hmm. even though she was brilliant, apparently did not realize that children cost money. It is one of the most well-kept secrets in the industry, I guess. Craig and Laura separated, and Colin, who was away at maritime school, maritime law. I've been maritime rewatching law. A lot of late Arrested Development.
You have, okay.
Yeah.
You're a crook, Captain Hook. Judge, won't you throw the book at the pie?
He's a crook, Captain Hook. It's so good. So Colin comes back from maritime school to help his mom take care of the younger children. There was a custody issue with the younger kids. Craig wanted them, and Laura wanted them. That summer, someone broke into Craig's house. He woke up with a sharp pain in his arm and saw a hooded figure, and his BlackBerry was gone. We later discuss none of this. Like, none of this is ever figured into the plot again.
Do you have questions?
I do. Later on, I will have questions.
Because I have some answers on that.
Well, great.
I know what the pain in the arm was.
They say it, but oh. I still don't really know why. Whatever.
I have a theory about why.
Okay, because I'm confused why. He later says he thought someone was pulling a hair from his arm, which I don't quite understand why, what the purpose was. But there's a lot of things that were done in this episode that I don't understand what the purpose of was. A few days later, he goes missing. His sister has not heard from him. She goes to his house, and Laura, the soon-to-be ex-wife, was there, and she couldn't find him either. The police come. Laura goes home and gets the two kids to be interviewed by the police, who say that Craig was watching them the night before, and when they woke up, he was gone. Police go into the house. They find blood spatter in the basement. Someone had tried to wipe the blood away. By the way, Dateline aired this episode, and then they aired The Fire Inside.
I saw that.
Which is another basement-themed episode. Do you think that was on purpose?
Yes.
Theme night.
We always think that.
I know.
But we haven't thought it in a while. So, yes, I'm going to go. I always think it is. I'm always wrong, but why don't you ask your friends that you've been chatting with today?
I will.
And say, was it on purpose?
Okay.
Who does the scheduling? Did we figure out the theme? Do we win a prize?
Okay. There's a garrote, which is the second Dateline episode that has a garrote. And
ever?
I think we should do...
What do you mean?
Well, the second one that I am aware of.
Oh, okay.
And in the other Dateline, the garrote features heavily into the episode.
Yes, correct.
Do you remember that episode?
I do remember. I remember the garrote episode.
We didn't cover it, though. Maybe we should. It's good.
I think we did cover it. We've covered one episode with a garrote.
Really?
Because you and I went back and forth about it. Yeah, we talked about it.
It's called The Wire. Did we do the episode called The Wire?
No.
Then
there's another
episode
with a garrote.
Okay, so there's three episodes with a garrote. But this one that I'm thinking of, the whole thing revolves around the garrote.
The garrote. Okay.
Yeah. I still don't know how to spell garrote, but...
Like Garrett.
Garrote!
It was just a cockney Garrett. Oi! Garrote!
What are you doing?
Oi. That'd be funny.
Who?
That's all it is.
It's not an impression of something?
No, it's just a cockney Garrett. If Garrett was good to go to jolly old England.
Okay. Huh. How about that? So, the divorce between Craig and Laura had been going on for 2 years, partially because, not partially, I think this is pretty much why. Get this. Laura is now dating Craig's best friend, PJ, / the Tooch. Him? She dropped Craig, who's pretty good looking, for the Tooch.
Yeah, I have questions about that.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I think we are looking in a classic GIB situation with the Tooch.
What does that mean?
Good in bed.
Ew!
I think that's it. I think that probably her and I'm reading a lot into this, but I think her and Craig...
They had 7 children. Your theory
you're totally
does
right.
not hold water.
My theory does not hold water.
Unlike the water that holds
the cranberries
in the bog, and the water that is in the devil's bathtub.
The devil's bathtub, which is not a bog.
Which is, no, it's a pond.
What's the difference between a bog and a pond?
A bog Science? Is more like a swamp.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I just said it. I don't know
yeah.
it. Not at all.
All right.
Okay. So Laura's dating the Tooch. The Tucci and Rideout kids grew up together. The four of them were like best friends. It's weird.
How many Tucci kids are there?
They don't really say.
Yeah, we don't talk to the Tooch, the Tooch kids a lot.
Okay. No Tooch on Dateline. It's a Tooch-free Dateline, except for the Tooch himself.
Right.
So Laura and Craig's marriage was struggling. And at the same time, Mrs. Tooch died of liver failure. And Laura and the Tooch got together. She got her Tooch on. Craig seemingly knew about the affair, per the Tooch, because the Tooch tells Andrea that he got an email from Craig saying he was happy for them.
Okay, here's the deal. I feel like 5 minutes earlier, Tooch is literally, okay, PJ is introduced to us as being the best friend of Craig.
Yes.
Craig's best friend.
Yes. And then he talks about Craig in glowing terms, also in present tense. He said, Craig is a great guy. Everyone loves Craig.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's weird.
I would never send you an email and say, are you in love with Oliver? I would ask you to your face. The email thing makes me think that they're not best friends.
Well, no, the email thing makes me think the whole thing is a lie because of the way Tooch is all casual about it. Like, I thought it was interesting. I don't know what he was, but he can repeat the email by heart, word for word. But then he tries to act all like, I thought it was an interesting, I don't know what kind of response he was trying to elicit from me. It's the weirdest conversation.
You're dating his ex-wife. Yeah, that's a weird.
It's a really weird conversation that he's having.
The Tooch was a rough interview.
Very rough. Poor Andrea.
We had a couple of rough interviews in this. There was somebody else that I felt like was a little, I don't know. We'll get there.
A little what?
Just a little. Every time they came on screen, I was like, what's happening?
Oh. The girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
My girlfriend.
The sister?
No. It was a boy.
Oh. The detective?
Yeah.
Oh. I barely focused on him at all.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay. The police find a shovel on the side of the woods. They go into the woods and they find a body. Now, the body has acid on its face. So it was hard to tell who it was. But then the phone in the body's pocket rings. It's Craig's sister calling because she's been looking for him. So Andrea thinks the criminals sound really dumb to pour acid on his face, but leave the cell phone in the pocket.
Yeah.
Now, I don't get the whole thing because couldn't the police just use fingerprints to identify him, even if they couldn't see what his face looked like?
Yes.
Or dental records? What did the acid save them? Like 2 days, maybe?
Yeah.
Of police.
2 days to do what?
To do
Are
what?
You running?
Exactly. So why do the acid? Unless it's a personal thing. It felt more personal to me than anything because
it's really a lot. It's really horrific.
Put acid on the fingertips. If that's what you're trying to do.
We don't know if they did that. Maybe they did that too.
I don't know.
But it does seem, I get what why she thinks it's dumb. It's dumb.
It is dumb. But also thinking that acid would be enough to make them not figure out who the body was is dumb. But also leaving the cell phone in, the whole thing is dumb.
It's all a bunch of dumb. Wait, how many days had he been missing?
I think just a couple.
Okay.
Speaking of acid, do you know that major brands of tampons use harsh chemical cleansing agents, fragrances, and dyes in their products, and that the FDA does not regulate it and tell them that they have to disclose what is going on their products?
That is horrifying.
Yeah. But Lola's products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. They are delivered right to your door in a discreet box. If you're like me and are still embarrassed about putting your pads on the counter in front of the bag of wieners cashier, it just comes straight to your door.
That's great.
Lola's subscription box is customizable. You can choose exactly what you want and the frequency of delivery. You can cancel or change at any time, unlike my cable contract, which I legitimately think I am in until 2036. I think I have to fake my own death to get out of my cable contract at this point.
I guess that's what we'll be doing next year.
Yeah. So if you want to try Lola and their amazing products that are all natural and made by women for women, 40% off all subscriptions. Visit mylola.com. I know, mylola.com, and enter date dateline when you subscribe. Her name was Lola. She had her period. She needed tampons and pads to deal with it. She had some cramps. She was very cranky until her Lola box came and brushed all her pain away.
Did it.
Investigator Michael Bolton. Sorry.
Steel bars wrapped all around me.
Dave Bolton.
I've been your
sorry.
Business since the day you found
Dave Bolton.
He's a Bolton.
What song is that? Steel Bars. Is that...
It is my favorite Michael Bolton song. You remember it. I played it for you.
What other Michael Bolton songs do I know? No, I'm genuinely asking. Time, love, and tenderness. Okay.
When a man loves a woman.
Oh, of course.
You did a cover of that. Was it popular?
Yes, of course. That's what I know. And also, I know from the movie, what's Office Space? The guy's name is Michael Bolton.
Yes, exactly.
And he's pissed that his name is Michael Bolton.
And my mom loved Michael Bolton. Don't forget. I think I have a theory that she thought he was cute.
Why a theory? She would never just admit it?
Remember, it was the first secular CD.
Oh, then she definitely thought he was cute.
Right. And the cover of Time, Love, and Tenderness is just his face with like a gold background.
Okay. Can I just say how lucky you are? Because when my mother sees Jon Bon Jovi on TV,
oh my,
it's like she's fully turned on sitting next to us. And it is so gross. And then when we saw we saw Newsies in New York. And she thought one of the dancers was super hot, and she kept saying how hot he was. And it was the same dancer that I had a crush on.
No.
It was disgusting. And I felt
filthy.
Oh
my goodness. We shall not speak of this again.
She is so into Jon Bon Jovi. So I think your mother was appropriate for keeping those feelings to herself.
She was, yes, it was appropriate.
Good. So investigator Dave Bolton has been up for 36 hours working the case. I do not know how they do this. I was up for 16 hours yesterday, and I am exhausted.
Oh,
that's a normal hour. That is a normal time. Yeah. That means you got 8 hours of sleep. So we now finally get to go to the Devil's Bathtub.
Oh, boy.
Finally. I've been waiting for it. Two walkers are in the park. So immediately I think zombies have taken over. Devil's Bathtub.
Did they say walkers?
They said walkers.
Oh, that's funny.
Two walkers. So these two zombies are walking and they see these two young men throwing a huge trash bag away in the Devil's Bathtub. Now, Devil's Bathtub is gorgeous, wooded area. You're obviously not supposed to throw things away. So they find it very suspicious. They call the local deputy and he approaches the boys. And he recognizes the names of the boys, which is Rideout, Colin, and Alex, the two oldest boys, are the ones who have been tossing this bag of trash. So the investigator comes to talk to them. At this point, they have kind of just found the body, and now these boys are in the woods throwing away a trash bag. So they think something's very odd.
Where are they throwing the bag? They're trying to throw it literally in the
pond? Yes, because
pond?
They show a picture of it floating because it doesn't sink. So it's floating in Devil's Bathtub.
I'm going to tell
you
something.
Like a bar
right
of
now.
Soap or something in the bathtub.
I need to interrupt this recap to bring you breaking news.
Yeah.
When you Google Devil's Bathtub, which I told you I wasn't going to do and I did anyways.
Is it a sex act?
No. Questions and answers. No, I'm on the actual like page of the location. Question. Why is it called Devil's Bathtub? Answer. Because Satan has been spotted using it during a full moon.
That's what it says on the website.
That is what it said. The first thing in Google. This is Devil's Bathtub. Tells you when it's open. Question and answer. First question. Why is it called that? Because Satan has been spotted using it during a full moon.
So they've just hired a high teenager to run their website, basically.
Yes.
And he's just goofing off at work.
And then this is Brandon who asked the question. So thank you, Brandon. He asked it 8 months ago.
Great job, Brandon.
Jason was the local guide who responded to that. Susan said, because the water there stays ice cold all year round. I'm from Virginia, so I know. She's an expert.
Well, Susan, do you... I'm from Virginia, too. So come at me, okay?
And then, oh my goodness. So then Curtis said, it's on the Devil's Fork Trail.
Okay.
So that could be why it's called that. And then Linda just said, not sure, Brandon. So why?
One of my very favorite things about the internet, Twitter, YouTube, is when someone asks a question and someone feels the need to respond, I don't know. I've never heard of that. Or I don't know. Good luck.
It's like they're asking you personally a question.
Yes, like at the store, like what time is it? I'm sorry, I don't have a watch on. They're asking the internet. You don't need to respond if you don't know the answer.
That makes me sad. Linda, what's going on, girl?
Linda, come on, girl. She's new at the internet. She's really excited. She responded. She figured out how to respond.
Okay, and then everyone is asking, are dogs allowed? And everyone, yes, dogs are allowed. How deep is the devil's bathtub? It's between 7 and 8 feet, so we know that. We don't have a dog. We have a duck. Are those allowed? The answer is duck on a leash, .. Sure.
The social media person for the devil's bathtub loves his job.
Wow.
Duck on a leash. Sure. What about hamsters? Sharks? Are there gators in the pond? Is Lucifer himself there, swimming, doing laps?
Lots of people are trying to camp there, which makes me nervous. Why do you want to camp at a place called Devil's Fork and Devil's Bathtub? Folks, I'm going to direct you to a movie called The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And movies like that, when people go out into places where there are things like, I don't know, the Devil's Field, things like that, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to end up on Dateline. Don't go there. Don't go to those places.
I'm sorry. How many Datelines have we seen where someone was murdered in a town called, like, Pleasant Grove? Or what about that show Happy Valley? Sometimes the name is ironic.
I don't know.
Bad things happen everywhere.
Also, by the way, Devil's Bathtub is like a 2-hour round trip to get into it on the trail.
It's
not close. Hiking.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I want to go. It looked gorgeous.
It looks beautiful. We will be going in daytime.
That's fine. Kimberly. Well, I would never hike in nighttime.
And we will have precautions for demons.
Demon.
I don't know. Don't bring your duck there.
No, that surely duck is not getting taken over by a demon.
That duck is going to come back a different duck.
Yeah.
And it's going to bite your
fingers. He didn't come back
off.
Right. And he is going to quack your face off while you're sleeping. Yeah.
He's got quackers.
There you go.
Sorry. Okay, it was an important break.
Okay.
I needed you to know Brandon asked.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
You
saved us all
a
lot of
answer.
Pain.
That's after all the other answers, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. No one reads. The thing. It's someone asks a question on Twitter. 2,000 comments lower, someone writes, oh, I don't know. Like...
But do they think that makes them, like, well-known? I responded to that comment. That was me. I'm Linda.
I'm Linda, the one that didn't know. No. Okay. The deputy is recording the conversation with Colin and Alex with his iPhone. But does he know? This is my favorite footage I've ever seen on Dateline, I think.
Wow.
Does he know he's recording video and not just audio? The camera is going down at the ground, up in the sky, around.
I think he's doing it on the sly. I don't think they're allowed to record that.
Then why wouldn't he just hold it in his hand and facing it in one spot?
No, I don't think he's allowed to record. I'm sure that he's
It looks like he's waving his arms like one of those wacky inflatable fun guys.
But he might be gesturing
the whole thing.
maybe he's just gesturing with his hands. Like he's a hand talker.
It is like the Blair Witch Project.
But also, if you're not allowed to record that, how do we have it?
I don't think that's it then. I really think he is allowed to record it. I just think he's doing a very bad job, or what my mom would record if she figured out how the video works on her new phone. Let's hope she doesn't find out. Now, it's shooting the ground, and then it does a close-up of the detective's belly.
Yes.
And then it's a super close-up of Alex's, Becky's protege area.
Mm.
I mean, like, thank God that kid is 19, because that cop could be arrested for that shot alone.
Mm-hmm.
Alex and Colin say they were just in the park. They're just hanging out. We're really good kids. We don't do drugs. We don't drink. We're not involved with the police.
And they brought up drugs right away.
Yeah.
I don't do drugs. Okay.
No one was asking you if
you're
did
not supposed
drugs.
To.
Yeah. Do you want a medal?
Is it against the norm that you don't do, you're not supposed to do drugs?
I don't drink. How old are you? 19. Well, you're not supposed to then.
They didn't ask if you were out here shooting up. They asked, why do you have a giant trash bag that are doing a major litter operation, like the biggest litter bug I've ever seen?
Yes.
Huge litter bug.
Yes. Litter freaking bug. The investigator asked the boys about their dad without telling them that he's been found dead. So I guess this is like right after they found him and they haven't notified the family yet, guessing. Mm-hmm. Alex says his dad always said he would run away to Mexico or something. Hmm. And Colin says he emailed his dad, but he hadn't heard back. And then Colin, the litter bug, also turns out to be a blabbermouth because he just keeps talking, like volunteering all this information. He says he's worried about his dad. His dad might be having a mental breakdown. And the investigator, while pointing the iPhone directly at Colin's crotch this time, asks mm-hmm. him, what's in the bag? And Colin mm-hmm. says, I don't know. Because it's very normal to illegally dump a trash bag in the wilderness when you don't know what's in it. That's a totally normal thing.
Yeah. That's like every Thursday.
Yeah. The investigator asked Colin if he believes in God.
Yeah, that was weird.
Which is so weird. I wish Colin had been like, this is not a job interview. You can't ask me that. Like,
but like to ask that at the devil's bathtub?
Yeah. Do you believe in God, son? You're at the devil's bathtub now.
Do you believe in Satan? Yeah.
Exactly. The boys admit that they were at their dad's house the day before mm-hmm. and that there was blood in the basement. So they put themselves right at the crime scene.
What are they doing? Yeah. These guys don't know what they're doing.
No, they
don't.
Not,
yeah. Okay.
The cops go through the garbage bag. It's filled with bloody clothing, uh-huh. bloody shoes, and mm-hmm. bloody gloves. No surprise. Mm-hmm. The sheriff arrests the boys right away for tampering with evidence so they can at least hold them. And Colin calls his girlfriend Chelsea from jail. And Chelsea, who I think is kind of pretty. She has that lip that goes up on one side. I like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Kathleen Zellner has it to an extreme on Making a Murderer. So she thinks Colin's a great guy who would never do anything. And Andrea, the Queen of Shade, says, well, what do you think about him having a bag of evidence and dumping it in the woods?
Yeah.
And Chelsea says, well, yeah, that would give anyone pause, but I still think he's a great guy. And Andrea's staring at her like, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweetie.
Stop. There are other fish in the sea.
Oh my gosh.
There are other tadpoles in the devil's bathtub
yes.
for you to date.
In terms of the divorce between Laura and Craig, Laura was planning on moving the family with Tooch to North Carolina. But Craig had primary custody of the youngest two, so Laura couldn't take them. But now Craig's dead, so she can take mm-hmm. them. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Craig's sister remembers that when she went to look for Craig at his house, Laura was already inside the house tidying up. Which means she was picking up the bloody gloves and saying, these don't spark joy. Thank you for your service, bloody gloves. Goodbye. And then giving them away.
So wait a minute. So we still don't know the timeline, though, of when he doesn't answer his sister's call. She goes to the house the next day after he goes missing and finds her in the house. That's the next day that he's gone missing.
I think so.
And then, but when is the body found?
I think
the day after that?
Day or two after that, yeah.
But this is a short time period.
Short, very short. None of this was done well.
No, it was not.
Okay. Also, Laura is in the house when, according to the investigators, they weren't even supposed to speak, even when dropping off the kids, because of their custody battle. They were not even supposed to talk when they were, like, sharing custody with the kids. Yet she's inside his house cleaning up. So that's weird. The boys admit that their mom gave them the bag of bloody clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So the police arrest Laura. And Tooch tells us that she was not dressed right for prison. And she wanted to put heels on. And the cop said, no, don't. So she puts on Nike golf shoes.
Why? Like with the spikes in them?
I don't think that's what they are. It has to be something else. When they show her later, they look like Crocs. But then I think they're all wearing orange Crocs when they're released. Because maybe the prison must have taken their shoes. Because they are all released wearing orange Crocs. So
they took their shoes as evidence.
They must have all taken.
Shoes are gone. Yeah.
So they're all wearing their, well, the boys are wearing like suits when they're released from prison with orange Crocs each. And then Laura's wearing her ratty outfit that she was arrested in.
It's literally pajamas.
It's like shirt of shorts.
And gray, yeah, and gray sweatpants.
It's shirt of shorts, basically. Almost. And orange Crocs. So anyways, Tooch says the police say to Laura, you must have been expecting this. And she says, no, if I was expecting this, I'd be wearing makeup. And Tooch loves this woman.
You didn't think of me.
No, I didn't. I did not. I immediately thought, why does he love this woman? He finds G-I-B. That story hilarious. Yeah, maybe her.
No, yeah. We are talking not about him. Some sort of Master Bob situation. Something's going on here. I'm telling you. And there's a point when I'm like, okay. Where and I'll tell you when it is.
A vibe
you're not there
from
yet.
Tooch.
No, I got a vibe from both of them. It's also forbidden, right? You're forgetting that whole thing. It's
yes,
that
I
weird,
know.
Like,
I know. Yes.
It's foreboden. So yes. It's sexier than normal.
I would
normal.
Imagine after you have had 7 children with your husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shame. It probably happens to most women. And then.
It happens to all women.
Not all.
90%, most. I think. Most.
What's the stats on that, guys?
We're not talking about that. I'm taking that up.
Why?
I'm talking about birth poop.
It's body. It's body. It's science. Science, give us a call. So Tooch says that she didn't have any animosity towards Craig. Sure, Jan. That's why they are in a 2-year divorce and are not right. allowed to speak when handing their children off to each other.
Which is really intense.
There's no animosity between them. Of course.
No, they're fine. It's all good.
Yeah. The police find blue tape identical to that on the garage in Craig's basement in Laura's house. Craig says they were at home. Tooch says they were at home when Craig was killed. So a few weeks later, they arrest the Tooch. Big Tooch man going to jail. So now
what
have...
What do they get Tooch on?
Basically,
is it all just circumstantial?
Well,
just the tape.
If he's saying his alibi was Laura and Laura's saying her alibi is him. One of them's lying if they think one of them did it. So they think both right. are involved, I think.
Okay.
So now 4 people have been arrested for this crime. The whole family.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty much.
They're all released. This is when Laura is so miserable because she's being filmed in her outfit and the orange shoes. And her hair. I'll talk about her hair later. I have so many bangs questions about her hair. It's like half of her head is bangs. The side, not the front, the side. I don't understand. Anyways, take us to Walmart.
There we go.
Take me to Walmart. I get my kill kit in aisle 5. Da, 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 so you can sharpen your knife. See, that one just fit right in. I didn't even have to change it. Okay. If you can do your Cockney Garrett.
Taking out Cockney Garrett. Cockney Garrett will never see the light of day.
People need that's to know how funny you thought you Cockney me. Garrett was.
I got it.
Why? Oh my gosh. So the police find footage at a Walmart 2 days before the murder.
Right.
It's Laura, the mom.
Hey, wait, it's not just one Walmart trip. They go to a couple different places, right?
Can I finish?
Sorry. Yeah, I'll let you. I'm going to let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish. But this Walmart had the best kill kit of all time.
Oh.
That's.
Hey, that was good.
Okay.
You did it. You did it.
Okay. The police find this footage. So it's Laura. The first Walmart footage is Laura, the mom, with Colin, the oldest. And they bring along one of the younger kids, one of the girls, for...
Yeah, what's that?
Why did they bring her into it?
Why is she there?
I know.
Leave her at home.
Yes. So they're buying drain cleaner that was used to disfigure Craig's face, even though we still don't know why, because they seemingly left his fingerprints intact, whatever. And small detail. The next day, so this is now the day before the murder, Laura is at another Walmart with the Tooch this time, buying a tarp and a bungee cord and more drain cleaner. The tarp and the bungee cord matches the ones found with Craig's body. Now we are at the day of the murder, another shopping trip. This time it's just Colin. He is buying a shovel, the same exact brand of shovel that is left by the side of the road.
And gloves.
And gloves.
Did you see? They don't say it in Dateline, but if you watch the footage, he puts 3 pairs of gloves.
Three.
And I thought that was really interesting. And I kept trying to match the gloves to the, because they show the gloves later.
They did show the gloves with the blood on them.
Because they're like black and white striped next to the shovel, but they're all those gardening gloves.
Oh, that didn't look like the gloves that they showed with blood on them.
I don't know if they were.
It looked more like orangey leather gloves, like yellow leather gloves. But these were
thick.
Huh.
Gardening gloves.
Andrea says the word diabolical.
She does.
Which, by the way, someone mad props to them for correcting us on Twitter that the cologne of Dateline would not be called debonair. It would be called diabolical.
Who said it would be called debonair?
You did.
When did I say that? Keith's cologne.
Last week.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. And it was Dennis. Yes.
I didn't say the cologne.
You said the official Dateline cologne is called debonair.
I said that?
Yes.
I have to listen to it again.
Okay. You're disappointed, aren't you?
In myself? Absolutely. I'm disgusted.
It should be. Just, that's a little harsh.
I'm upset. I feel, my stomach feels a little squiggly. It's not good.
Okay.
It's obviously supposed to be diabolical.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Apologies.
Craig's sister wants to know how Laura was able to turn all these kids against the dad. Like, what did she say to them? Because apparently he was supposedly a great dad. The police bring over... Okay, so the police... Sorry. The police think that the little kids are brought to the house. Laura lured Craig down to the basement. And then the 4 of them all attacked him. Which is just so sad. Like, imagine what he was thinking. Why... He'd probably be thinking... Huh, why am I in the basement with Laura? Oh, hey, Tooch. What's Tooch doing here? Oh my God, my kids are here. It's a surprise party.
No, I don't think... What? No. I think they were hiding. No.
But then they popped out. I mean, he would be so shocked and then so saddened. Like,
they popped out and imagine? Put something around his neck. He wouldn't even register it. They popped out to strangle him.
But then right? It got bloody because there's blood everywhere because he fought back.
I don't understand. How did it get bloody?
I don't know.
And what were the markings on their body?
We don't know. It's a good question.
These are questions I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know. They are all 4 charged with murder. They're all going to go to trial. Now, Colin's fiance, because in this time he has proposed to her and she has said yes, even though he is being charged with murdering his dad and then throwing away the evidence.
Wow.
Yeah. Andrea said, so he's been charged with murder, and all she says was, that was a surprise that he was charged. I just, poor Chelsea.
Mm-mm.
Now the police are looking at the Tooch's first wife, Mrs. Tooch. Remember? She died of liver failure.
Mrs. Tooch.
The first Mrs. Tooch died of liver failure.
But you just said liver poisoning.
I did. But
slip of the tongue.
Slip of the Freudian slip of the liver.
Yep.
So
yep.
Lovers and livers. There's my title.
Done.
Done. They think that he poisoned her and made it look like she had liver poisoning, because liver disease, liver failure, whatever you call it, made mm-hmm. it look like it was her liver, but it really poison caused that to happen. So the police want to exhume her body, but the medical examiner says no. And the Tooch tells Andrea, you know, like, leave my first wife alone. Leave Mrs. Tooch alone. The Tooch has this creepy, mild-mannered voice that it gave me the willies every time he spoke. I really got such an ick vibe from the Tooch.
From PJ? Yeah.
Yes. He grosses me out. His voice,
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. My whole skin crawled. My whole skin. Yeah. The whole organ that is my skin. So all four are on trial for murder. They are all tried together. It's so cute. First they murder together and now they go on trial together. It's like family bonding time. Maybe next time they could just go to Busch Gardens and build some family memories instead of killing someone.
How did that happen? The trial.
I know. I've never heard of that. So they're each being tried together, but then they each get their own defense attorney, except Laura gets two, which is hilarious.
Well, yeah, she needs two.
They all get one and she gets two.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the trial works. Do they each take turns? And they, like, each of the trial, like, do they go to each? I don't get it. But they show all four of the defense attorneys on the screen, like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, exactly. And how long was the trial?
It must have been so long, months
and months.
I can't even imagine having to listen to four Ken Kratzes talking.
No, I'd just be like, they all did it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Just, I just need to go home.
Yeah, I know.
One attorney tells Andrea, this is a classic whodunit. Is it? Really? I mean, you can mark it on your bingo card, but she's full of no.
Whose attorney was that?
It was the girl attorney. So yeah. I can't remember which one she was. I think she was Collins or the
Tooches. Was she Collins?
She wasn't Alex's for sure, and she wasn't Laura's for sure.
It wasn't the Tooches. The Tooch had a man.
It was Collins.
Okay.
They are able to charge all four, even though they don't actually know who delivered the death blow. Death mm-hmm. blow. It's from Seinfeld.
Special snake review of death blow.
Death blow. When someone tries to blow you up, not because of who you are, but because of different reasons altogether.
That's on Seinfeld?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So the prosecutors say from the trash bag that Colin was throwing away that Colin and Laura's jeans were in there and they have the most amount of blood.
Yeah.
Okay. So like they have the brunt of the blood.
Yeah.
And again, how the fiance knows this. She hears the evidence. So what is Chelsea thinking? How is she thinking? I don't understand.
I would like to hear more phone calls between them so we know what he's telling her.
Right.
He must have just spun something that's...
Right. But even her defense of him is so he would do anything for the family. He would do anything for his siblings. He would do... But not murder. Again. But she keeps saying how great... he dropped out of school to take care of the family. And he would do... He's such a family guy. And I don't get it. Okay. And Andrea just cannot get it either. Andrea is looking at her with such pity. It's so sad. So there's DNA from all four of them and Craig's blood in the bag.
Well, that's how they got the Tooch.
That's how they got the
Tooch. Because there's his DNA in the bag.
Okay, but that's also, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
The defense says that all those items were bought for the move. The bungee cord and the tarp were bought so the Tooch could move like a foosball table?
Yes, that's what he said.
And then the drain cleaner is because their girls have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
A, it's not his girls, it's Craig's girls. B, why do you need two bottles? see you're moving in amount of days. In literally in days, you're moving. So are you buying the drain cleaner to make the drains less hairy for the new people living in your house? Or are you buying drain cleaner before your move so you have something else to pack for your move to North Carolina because they don't sell drain cleaner in North Carolina?
Yeah, correct.
I don't understand.
Well, why do you think they bought the drain cleaner?
For the acid on the face.
Oh, you think that's the original reason?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or to clean up the basement? I don't know. What do you think it was?
I think that they didn't know exactly how they were going to kill him.
Maybe they were going to poison him with it?
Correct.
That makes sense.
I think that they were considering poisoning him with it. And then they decided it wasn't going to be fast enough or something. They had a second thought about it.
Right.
Or Colin was like, I'm a Marine. I'm going to take care of this with my hands.
He wasn't a Marine. He was going to be a Maritime Navy
You know what I'm talking about. Officer. I'm in the forces, the armed forces. I will take care of this with the force of my arms. That kind of thing. That's what I think.
I don't know. I picture Colin as more of a pussycat.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I feel like no. He was kind of railroaded into this.
No.
You see him as more macho.
No. Yeah.
More toxic masculinity.
Yeah, with his shirt tucked in all the time. Mm-mm. Those Walmart videos, what he's wearing, I was like, no.
Interesting. Colin's attorney says that Laura and Tooch are the ones that have the motive. So they're starting to turn on each other.
Right.
And Andrea is trying to figure out who's turning on who. She's sitting across the table from all the lawyers. She's like, so you're pointing the finger at this guy. This guy's pointing the finger at these two. This one, she says that you need a football diagram to figure out.
Yeah, like in court, that's all happening.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I love it. I love it. It must have been kind of entertaining.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, right?
This is a trial I could be on a jury for.
You could get into?
Yeah. Okay. So first, Alex, we have. He is found not guilty of the murder. Yeah. But guilty of tampering with evidence because of throwing out that bag.
Litterbug.
So I was getting really scared. Like, real scared.
Because he was not guilty?
Because he was not guilty.
Okay.
Colin is next. Colin is found guilty of murder.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
Next up, the Tooch. Not guilty of anything. Nothing. No charges. Bye-bye. Go tooch it up outside. Go toochify the world.
Go tooch your own horn.
There you go. It's good. Now, Laura. Murder.
Murder.
So, Colin and Laura are the ones that get the murder charges.
They had the most blood on their pants.
They did.
Yep.
They get 25 years to life.
Mm-hmm.
Alex gets a max of 8. The Tooch gets to roam the streets being creepy, sitting by the water on a pond, just creeping out all the ladies that are walking by.
Yeah.
Andrea says they had no physical evidence to ever say that Tooch was in Craig's house. And that's why they were able to get him off. But then there's that DNA that's in the bag. So are they saying maybe it was on Laura's clothes because he and Laura live together? So his DNA could have been on Laura's clothes just from before?
I am sure that is what they. Yeah, I am sure that is what they argued in court.
Yeah. I want to know more about what kind of his DNA. Was it touch DNA or was like his blood found in the bag? What kind of.
I don't think he would have gotten off if his blood was found in the bag.
I don't think so.
I think it might have been a hair or something like that, right. Which would make sense that it would be perhaps on Laura's pants.
Exactly, because they just live together. Okay. The Tooch says, this was the weirdest phrasing ever. He says he doesn't necessarily think that the jury got it right. So does he think that Laura and Colin had something to do with it?
I think he's trying to say he thinks Colin did, but Laura didn't.
Oh, okay. He's trying to throw his future stepson under the bus.
Correct.
Okay. Because normally you would just say, I think they got it completely wrong. but no, he the phrases is, the it like...
The touche is being a douche.
I know. Yeah. Douchey touche.
Yeah, he's trying to be like, she's fine. It was all Colin. All Colin's idea, and Laura helped him clean it up because she's a good mom.
Gotcha.
I guarantee you that's what all the appeals are going to say.
Gotcha. Interesting.
That Laura, yes, was there, does know about it,
uh-huh.
and did hide evidence, but she did not kill anyone.
And Colin did this out of just his own wanting to keep the family together, wanting to keep the younger kids with the mom.
Hating his dad.
For unknown reasons. Yeah.
Well, no, they didn't go into a lot, but there's the email that he sent his dad that he didn't answer, that yeah. his dad didn't answer. There is some information about what that email contained.
Ooh.
And it's like a list of grievances against his dad that accuses him of all sorts of stuff.
Well, again, if you're about to kill someone, why would you send them a list of all your grievances like it is Festivus? And you are raising the pole right. of grievances.
No, I know.
Why would you do that if you're about to murder someone?
I think because you're trying to get out there that, like, he was a bad man. So if you get caught, he deserved it. So all this stuff is now in print.
Yeah, it's way better to write a nice email and have it seem like you guys got along great and you would never kill him.
They're really stupid.
They're, like, doing the opposite of what you should do.
Really dumb.
At each turn, they make a dumb mistake.
Walmart.
Walking around Walmarts. Multiple Walmarts. We know they have good security footage.
Going to a place and literally buying gloves and a shovel.
The day before or the day of the murder.
But then you didn't use the shovel. He's not buried in the ground.
No, they just brought the shovel with them and then they left threw it behind the trash
like a litter bug.
Well, they were kind of interrupted by those zombie walkers, so maybe they were gonna bury it and instead they just freaked out and threw it in the water. I don't know.
No, but the shovel implies was out they near were gonna, the road.
Oh yeah, they left it by the road.
They found the shovel first. Yeah, so they're just like, bye, shovel.
God, so Alex was like, Colin, the shovel is so heavy. Right. I don't want to dig. Can we just throw it in the water? And Colin's like, God, Alex, you're such a whiner. Fine. Fine. We'll just throw it in the water. Leave the shovel. Leave it in full view by the side of the road. What?
Idiots.
What are they doing?
Idiots.
Yes. Okay. The Tooch says that Laura wants him to find love again. But this is why Andrea is the queen of shade. She says, oh, no. So Tooch goes, she wants me to find love again, but she's set such a high standard. Like, I'll never find love again because after her, no other woman, they all pale in comparison. And Andrea says, but she's been convicted of murder.
Ha!
And Tooch is like, I don't think that that's right. I know in my heart that that did not happen.
All right, Tooch.
Okay, Tooch. You keep tooching you to yourself.
keep on tooching down tooching. The road.
Yeah. Okay, this is my question. Laura murdered Craig while her two youngest children were sleeping upstairs.
No, Laura didn't do diddly squat.
What do you
Laura
mean?
Didn't murder him.
But she was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Okay. So she did this all with the two youngest children sleeping upstairs. What if there was a noise and they woke up and came down? And then later, when the police have made Craig's house a crime scene and they're trying to find him, she goes and gets the young children and brings them to the cops as her alibi witnesses so that they can be traumatized and be at the scene where their dad has disappeared.
But they said they didn't see the mom the night before.
Not like alibi witnesses, but corroborating witnesses. That their story is what becomes the story, which is he was with the kids, he put them to bed, and then when they woke up, he was gone.
He was gone.
So she's using her kids as these props, putting them through, oh, I'll go get the kids. Let me bring my children here and be interviewed by you cops with the tape up at their dad's house, which is a crime scene. She's the worst mother ever.
She's a monster.
I mean,
she's a monster. She's really bad.
She's really bad. And these are the children she's supposedly having someone killed over so she can get them with her.
Right. So they can stay with her.
Yeah. I can't with Laura. I cannot.
But this is also one of those things that it was such a bad divorce that it becomes a power thing, right?
Right, right. Who will win? So it's all about just winning. Yeah.
Nothing to do with her wanting the kids with her. He just can't have them.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Terrible.
Do you have outside info, or should we go into a promo by our friends from the new podcast, The Mugshot?
Let's listen to this promo.
Great.
I'm excited.
I'm super soups excited.
You've heard the stories of bloody murder and horrendous homicide. But what about the rest of the crimes people fall victim to every day? What about the forensic chemist who falsified evidence? Or the thief who robbed a U.S. president's safety deposit box? What about the arsonists, stalkers, drug lords, and fraudsters? I'm Lindsay, the host of Mugshot. Mugshot is a true crime podcast that tells the stories of the non-murderous crimes you didn't know you needed to hear. Season 2 starts January 14th of 2019, so be sure to catch up on Season 1 on your favorite podcatcher. Until then, be on your best behavior, or you may end up pictured in your very own mugshot.
Nice.
Okay, awesome. Listen, subscribe, review.
Correct.
To Mugshot.
So, what do we have for outside information? We have that email that talks about
the grievances, airing of the grievances. Airing from of Festivus, the grievances. Right.
Yes. Which is mainly that there were a lot of bad things, lots of really nasty fights that went on in the house where the mom and one of the sisters were locking themselves in a room and he's trying to get in. And Colin was saying there was one night that he held the door closed for 6 hours while his dad tried to get in the room. It, like, chronicles it.
Hmm.
It's very laid
it's
out.
It's like a thesis paper.
It's intense. It's a lot of that. And then says that there was emotional abuse. Accuses his dad of that. And then his dad kind of apparently did write him back in defense of his actions. But at some point in the email is also telling him he's proud that he's his son.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's not as nasty as you would think it right. was.
Also, if this was all premeditated, wouldn't Tooch be saying that there was some things wrong? Instead, Tooch is still saying he was the greatest guy alive.
Yeah, and I don't understand. Okay, so they were clearly not best friends. Because there's another point in the episode where he says, but I've never been in the guy's house. He'd never been in the new apartment.
Right. That's the new apartment because they got together as they were divorcing. Uh-huh. So I'm assuming that all of that friendship stuff, best friend, stopped at that point. And so this is Craig's bachelor pad townhouse where he only has the kids sometimes part, you know. So it kind of makes sense. I thought the same thing, but it's his bachelor pad. He's now with the wife. Why would he go, you know, they didn't stay buddy-buddy.
Right.
After. There was only that one email exchange. Again, with an email. Does no one want to text in this family? Or call? Text or email.
It's 2017.
Or call.
I don't get it.
It's so passive-aggressive, this email
thing.
Yeah,
it really is.
Okay. What else do you got?
Hold on a second. Okay. Sorry. So that was the thing that I wanted to tell you, that the emails were, they were weird because the report that I read was with Robin, the sister of Craig. And the emails were really strange because Colin was CCing the entire family on those emails.
What?
So like Robin was CC'd and he'd be like, why are you doing this in an email? Why don't you just call me? The dad would like reach out and say, what are you doing? Just call me.
He was CCing his aunt?
Yeah, he was CCing everybody, like letting everybody know. So Robin and Craig spoke that night around 7 p.m. This is July 19th. I think this is the night that he died. Robin had seen that Alex, 19, the third oldest son, had posted on Facebook the entire lengthy nasty Colin Craig email exchange from the previous week.
He posted.
Yeah, you are a chronic liar, and I'm sick of you dragging my mother through this contorted divorce while you abuse the court system to try to retain control over her life, Colin wrote, in addition to the allegations of abuse. It was very private, very heated, very personal email that the boys put out there on social media.
Again, so, and why?
As far as she knew, those allegations were false, because she's like, why would the judge have awarded custody of the two youngest daughters if there were abuse accusations?
So, wow. Also, I thought Alex, I assumed Alex was the second oldest. He was the third oldest. So there was a son in between them that was like, I'm staying out of this, guys. This is between you two. You four. Yeah. You four are going to handle this.
Oh, okay, wait. And so then he apparently tells Robin that night that he died, he said he decided not to respond to the Facebook post. He said he would raise the matter in a slightly less public setting, the next custody hearing. He thanks Robin for her help and support. And before they hung up, Robin said she'd check in with him the next day.
Wow.
So it's really sad.
There's nothing like publicly telling the world how much you hate someone hours before you kill them.
No, and then posting it. No, it's almost like we're posting it to show what a bad guy he is. So there would be some sort of like, if they were caught, I don't, it's like they were planning on getting caught and they were going to use exactly. that as a defense. So, but the weird thing, okay, they didn't talk about this in Dateline, but she gets an email from him in the morning from somebody supposedly that's Craig. And the email says, my daughter remains ill. I may not be able to answer the phone as I will probably be taking her to the doctor's office. And Robin thought that was really weird because he would have said the six-year-old was puking, not remains ill.
Right.
That's why at lunch hour she drove over there to his townhouse.
So someone sent her an email.
Yeah. So somebody, one of those people, sent her an email.
Well, does that have to do with his BlackBerry being missing? Were they doing an email on his BlackBerry when they stole his BlackBerry?
Yeah, I wonder.
But what was the hair for?
I'm guessing that the hair was to be planted on something. I'm guessing they had quite a few plans to kill him for quite a while.
But that's like to frame someone.
Right, to frame him for something, so to get him thrown in prison, to do something. I'm sure they had a bunch of really weird, ill-conceived plans.
You guys need to focus your plans here.
Right.
Pick one and go with it.
Yeah, they really, really do.
God. These are worse than those, like, what those, you know, the hood, the group of imbeciles. What were, the, you know, that hee-haw gang? The hee-haw gang.
Well, that's what in this article they say. Many characterize the convicted trio as incompetent and evil. Did they ever see an episode of CSI or Law and Order? Everything they did was wrong.
Everything they did was wrong.
That was a tweet.
Yes.
It's just so bad.
Wow.
It's a lot. So what do you got for B-roll on this episode?
Well, first of all, why do the detectives do the Cindy Boxer table with the casting agent photos in such dark, shadowy rooms? They are, as my mom would say, gonna strain their eyes. She is compulsively telling me always, you're gonna strain your eyes, you're gonna strain your eyes. Let me turn a light on. She's really worried about my eyes.
You're the one that's had LASIK.
Maybe that's why. Craig's sister is like primping a plant. She's like petting it, kind of.
Yeah, it's a lot. No, she's definitely some sort of a botanist into botany.
It made me want a plant. But then I think that I would kill that plant and then I'd be really sad.
I think you should try a plant. A small plant. See how it goes.
Because I still can't bring myself to get a new dog. But
so
I
get
could
a plant.
Get a plant. I could name
or
it Gryffindor.
Hamster. I think that you can get a plant and see how it goes.
Okay. People, science out there, there's better plants for people who have allergies. I have terrible allergies. I'm allergic
it's
to
called
everything.
Succulents.
No. I do not like succulents at all.
You don't?
No, the texture creeps me out. My brother's girlfriend loves succulents.
I like succulents.
I don't, no.
I like the black ones. The
I've
black
never
and
seen
red ones.
It's black.
Oh, those are neat looking. They almost look like roses from far away. Mm. And then you get up close and it's a succulent. And they're black. And they have red, like, rims.
No, I'm
they're
looking
really
for
neat.
A leafy green plant that gives out oxygen and takes in toxins and doesn't get mold or anything else that I would be allergic to. Linda, who said, I don't know.
Linda, please don't respond to this.
I don't know.
I don't know what kind of a plant that would be. Stop it. Stop it, Linda.
It's so good. It's
why did she do
why
that?
Why does Linda do it? It's not our, there is a Linda on Twitter that we love. It's not that Linda. This is just the Linda that is on the Devil's Bathtub website and all other websites, Twitter, YouTube. Every time someone is like, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes they go out of their way. They'll be like, I noticed that you asked for a recommendation for a great steakhouse in Texas. I've never been to Texas.
I'm a vegetarian.
So shut up. No one, then if you don't know, why are you responding?
I'm going to start doing it. And I'm just going to do the little asterisk, shrug, asterisk.
Don't
That's
know.
That's it.
Think. Now I have to scroll one more thing for me to scroll through to actually get an answer to my question. Can you guys please send me pictures of funny, I don't know, Twitter comments?
What's a Virginia? I wanna
What's a Virginia?
Devil's what? I missed it. Go back and read it.
Or like, I need a good laundromat in the area. Anybody? And then someone will be like, I have my own washer and dryer. Well,
they can just go straight to, yeah, they can stuff it. That's horrible. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Good job in your bubble.
Or like, oh, this peanut butter is amazing. And someone will put, I'm allergic to peanut butter or something. Like,
but because I think they want
to be involved.
They want someone to be like, what's that like? And then they can write a 45 paragraph diatribe about when they found out they had a peanut allergy, how it's affected their life, what happened the one time they had a peanut at Disney World on accident and they had to go to the ER and it ruined the whole trip. They want to be able to do that. And to those people, you know what I say? Get a podcast. Get yourself a microphone, get a podcast and talk about all that stuff and call it Linda's Life. Linda's Life Lessons.
Linda wants you to know she has never been to Texas. She has never heard of that painting that you're trying to remember the name of. She nope. has never seen that movie that you're talking about.
No.
And she has
and
no
she
interest.
She can't remember the actor. Yeah.
She can't remember the actor that you're trying to think of. Anything that you are asking for help on, mm-mm. she cannot help you, but she wants you to know that she cannot help you. Because she feels like you were asking her directly. Even though you have 2.5 million followers. And you were asking all of them.
But maybe Linda has a really good cinnamon roll recipe. So in that case, go and follow Linda's food blog, where she gives you the cinnamon roll recipe. And then a couple of recipes that aren't that great.
Subpar Linda recipes.
It's an okay casserole.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's really greasy.
But she felt like it was worth putting it on her blog. Yeah.
She didn't have any anymore.
Yeah, no. She's like, I only have one recipe that knocks it out of the park, but you can't just put one recipe online. So you have to pick from your B-roll and you're like, this one's not that great, but
it's not that great.
This one gave my husband the runs one time.
Right,
I'm still going to put it on there but I'm going to lead with the cinnamon rolls because that's the A team. Wow.
That's pinned to the top.
Poor Linda.
It's all right. Just okay. I don't get it. Okay, so what other B-roll did you have?
That's all.
All right.
Quote of the week?
Yeah.
It was, well, awkward would be an understatement.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Friends marrying friends.
Yeah.
So do we decide if he did it with the... Did he poison his first wife, the Tooch? Do you find it odd?
Yeah, I find the timing odd. I'm very suspicious.
Yeah.
By nature.
I don't like the Drano. The Drano, sorry, it's not Drano. It's called Liquid Lightning is what they bought.
They didn't buy the name brand stuff.
Maybe that is name brand. We just don't know. They're in a different state.
I think Drano is pretty much all over the continent.
It is.
Drano is now synonymous for tissue, facial tissues. Like Kleenex is... Kleenex mm-hmm. means facial tissues, mm-hmm. even if it's not Kleenex brand. I feel like Drano is the same thing.
It is. It's like CLR because I have a shower head right now that's got like, you know, when the spray is all over the place. So it gets in my eyeball.
Oh.
Even though it's pointed down, there's a couple of like spouts of water that spray into my eyeball.
Mm.
It's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
No. So I need CLR so I can dip the thing. But it's not. CLR is the brand. It's a rust remover.
I've never
is what
heard
I need.
It called CNR. I've just called rust remover. CLR. That was a very specific example. I've never called it that. I'm Linda. Let me respond to you. I've never called it that.
No, that's actually helpful because I thought that CLR was like Drano. In my head, that's
I can
Drano
picture
type
the bottle with the C and
with
it's in different
colors?
Letters, the three colors.
It's the different colors.
Yeah, I'm picturing that. I could not have told you what those three letters were, though.
Oh, okay. But the liquid lightning, that seemed weird to me that they kept buying those. Well, the whole acid face thing seemed weird, but it made me think that those were the initial plan was to poison him.
Yeah.
That is the first thing I thought.
So then once they decided to strangle him slash attack him, then they decided, well, we bought this stuff. We might as well use it on his face to disfigure him, even though leaving it out would have been better for their alibi.
Correct.
Because then
they're so bad.
Every
they're really
step.
Awful.
Every
yeah,
step.
Unbelievably bad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any MVP losers? I have a loser. I don't know
you
if
have
I
a
have MVP.
You don't have
I like
an MVP.
The sister.
I like Robin. Rockin' Robin was good.
Yeah.
She was good. And you know what? She stood up for her brother.
Yeah.
And said what a good guy he was. And she was my precious moment, too. It was sad. They were close in age, too. They were 18 months apart.
Mm.
That's like losing a twin, almost.
Yeah.
That's rough. Okay. Sorry.
Loser? Chelsea?
Girl, you gotta move on down the road. You gotta go.
If she is waiting for him?
I'm gonna write a strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
Dear Chelsea, knock it off.
And I'm going to have someone put a P.S. I've never seen this episode, but I really wanted to comment.
P.S. What's this all about? You know what that's like. That's like the pearl parties,
yes,
which we're going to do
this?
A whole episode about
what
the pearl
this?
Parties.
What are you
but
doing?
But when the people do the comments.
What are you doing?
What are those?
What's that? Okay. Brand's unhappy being on Dateline.
Walmart,
of course.
Drano. Liquid Lightning.
Nike golf shoes.
I said Tommy
which we
Bahama.
We still don't know what those are. Tommy Bahama. Who was wearing Tommy Bahama?
It's the Tooch.
The two, of
Tooch
course.
Tooch had a lot of Tommy Bahama-esque
yeah,
outfits,
he did.
Which we are not at Fashion Police yet, but yeah, I was like, no, Tommy Bahama's Michael Bolton.
Oh, poor Michael Bolton. Yeah.
Dude, he's fine.
He's
Michael
fine.
Bolton
it wasn't
doing
the guy's
fine.
Name, but still.
No. But so Detective Bolton, you didn't notice was kind of.
No.
That's who I was like dying
yeah,
over the
I didn't
interviews
notice anything.
With. His face was just very like smirky. And I couldn't tell if. I think he was in love with Andrea a little
well, who
bit.
Could blame him?
I mean, but I think he was, I don't know.
Smitten kitten?
A little smitten kitten with Andrea, and I liked it.
Oh. Bolton.
He was kind of a rough rider.
Yeah.
And then he aww. Liked like. The Miss Petite Blonde.
Yeah, she's
funny.
Married to an Air Force / Naval man. I can't remember
yes,
which one.
Yes, she is.
So don't mess with her.
It's probably why she's so disappointed with Colin and henceforth Chelsea. Because Colin was supposed to be like a Naval man.
Oh, you're right. You're so right. Partially where part of her disappointment looks towards Chelsea.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Fashion Police. Andrea was in the woods and she was wearing a green top.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. She's was also nice. Wearing one of those tops with the patterns that
I like
keep
it.
Seeing things
yep.
in.
Yep.
And
what'd
she,
you see?
She, I didn't see my muscle men / mm-hmm. elephants / mm-hmm. the Lorax like I saw last time. And didn't she commented on Twitter and said, what company was it?
Trina Turk.
What is
no,
it?
No, Tory Burch.
Yeah.
Tory Burch.
Tory Burch. Yeah. I don't, it has to be that same brand, right? That top?
They're all kind of the same. It could be Trina Turk or Tory Burch. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, it's that. Like a Rorschach test. It's fascinating. My biggest question in Fashion Police is Laura's hair. So when she is being let out of jail, literally half of her hair is bangs that she's using to hide from the cameras.
Oh.
And then they show another scene where she's walking in. And again, she has the giantest swoop of bangs that are covering her entire face. It's like it's like parted in the back and that whole back part becomes front bangs. It makes no sense. And then it looked kind of rough in the courtroom. It was a little frizzy. But when you have so many bangs, that's what's going to happen. Side bangs. It's the you know when people shave part of their underneath hair and then
I understand. Yeah.
It was like that, but without the shaving on the bottom. It was,
I will have to look because honestly, I was very preoccupied. With her face.
I'll be posting three pictures.
I figured.
You know I will.
Yes.
Okay. Also, my karaoke song was She Bangs.
But you did not notice that she had like a particularly evil face?
Yeah.
That's what I was focusing on.
She definitely did. And her eyes were very like...
Like a rat.
Yeah.
Like
a rat. Yes. And she looked up a lot. And
A rat.
Yeah. And then when she's being let out of jail, she really quickly takes off her wristband. And they kept showing that over and over. Like she was...
Yeah.
She just was very furtive.
She is. And that's why I was sort of drawn to the Walmart videos, because her daily life outfits were interesting to me because she's a very snappy dresser. Mm-hmm. She had on like kind of skinny jeans with combat boots in one look. I mean,
and then she had like baggy boyfriend jeans and flip-flops
and a leather jacket.
Yeah.
And she's standing next to literally Mr. Tommy Bahama /
dad outfit. Yeah.
TJ Maxx Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
Like he's in like a khaki pant and like a loose fitting printish shirt in a muted color. So that's what made me think when they were together and she's in like this army green cute small tee with the skinny jeans and the black combat boots and he walks in Tommy Bahama. I was like, bed. There's something sexy time going on with those two.
What if it was just money? Maybe he has...
How much money does he have?
He must have way more than they do because he doesn't have 7 children.
But she seemed genuinely into him when they're walking into Walmart. She's like laughing. She's not pulling away from him.
Hmm.
She's not... Or maybe it's just, I've been with my husband. I've had 7 children with my husband. I'm so happy to be with someone new. So
right.
The excitement hasn't worn off yet of being with the Tooch.
That's
who
true.
Who may or may not have killed his first wife.
Right.
For her. So she might think that's sexy.
Yeah. The Tooch is a bad boy, but the Tooch is not. The Tooch is like Peter Pettigrew. He's very mousy and just...
Yeah, we've got a lot of rodent stuff going on. And then Colin is wearing shirts tucked in with jeans. Colin is like 20 years old. He doesn't need to wear his t-shirt tucked in. No, he's very military.
Yeah. Well, what was funny is they really painted each child as a different one. Like... Colin is the military one. And then Alex is the smart one. And he was going to college. So every time they discuss each one, they go, you remember Colin, he's the military. Like they each get one interest that they are assigned. And that's how we remember them. So when they discuss Alex, they go, the book smart one. And then they show him studying. Or they're like, the college bound Alex. We get it. We're following along.
I would have liked to have met the rest of them.
Yeah. No, this is Sarah. She loves sports.
Jamie, he's in a band.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's like him with like a drum set that's not really a drum set.
Right.
It's like half a drum set.
He loves music. Yeah, he's the musical one. Then they'd be like, musical Jamie and superstar athlete Sarah. We get it.
And then what if there's just one that just
has no interest?
Kind of quiet.
Yeah. And then there's Jan. Wah, wah. She has no B-roll. B-roll is just her sitting in a room by herself. She's not doing anything.
Gotta know, because there's going to be a pet, and she's the one that loves the dog.
Oh.
So then they make it all about that she loves pets,
because
she likes their dog.
Yeah.
I guess she likes the dog. Okay, they got to come up with something.
They have to have something. And then people see her on the street, and they'll be like, oh, Jan, we know how much you love the dog. And they're like, they just needed me to have something to do.
I know, they keep sending her, like, dog treats, people in the mail.
And she's like, I don't like the dog that much.
I really don't
like him. It was really just so I could have something to do.
He pees on the carpet.
Yeah. I just have no other interests. Sorry. Poor Jan.
Okay. All right.
So, titles.
Yeah. All right. What you had one.
I
Liver. Lover.
Livers and lovers.
Livers and lovers. Which I'm just going to go ahead and move into Liver Her Worst Life.
There you go. Oh, I get it. It took me a second. I get what you did there. It's pretty good. I'll give it to you. That's kind of brilliant. It took me a second.
Liver or leave it?
Not as good because of Liverwurst.
Okay.
No, it didn't have a double meaning like the first one did. You peak too soon.
It's fine.
Okay, I'm going to do mine because I'm sure yours are way better. A Tale of Two Walmarts.
Yep.
Got a devil's bathtub in my mind.
There you go.
Orange, you glad I didn't mention your shoes, Laura? Because they were so...
Yes.
The orange Crocs.
I just didn't see them, so it just...
And the boys were wearing their orange shoes.
She was wearing an orange shirt, so I'm not sure why...
No, she wasn't. She was not wearing an orange shirt.
Yes, she was. I will send you a screen grab.
I think it was
green.
When
she leaves prison, she's wearing an orange shirt and gray shorts.
I don't think it was orange.
Okay, well, maybe not. Okay.
I really don't think it was orange.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to bet you because I know you're right.
Let me look at it. It's not. It's green. So, yeah, I really don't know where you got orange. You must have seen the shoes, and that's where you're getting orange from.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. So, my last one. Tucci and the Hoochie. Because she's kind of a Hoochie mama.
We're going to call her a Hoochie. She's not. She had 7 children with 1 man.
And then with her husband's best friend.
And then she got together with her husband's best friend.
Slash maybe an acquaintance. We don't know how close they were.
Yeah, slash
maybe just has met him a couple times.
Yeah, slash.
We don't know.
They hug out at like business dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Okay.
Okay, that's a... Oh, wait. I had one more thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Drano for when your devil's bathtub's drain gets clogged.
Well, then you just ruined mine.
Damn it. But yours is probably so much better.
No, it's not. Mine's devil's bathtub, colon, clearing the drain. And then mine's devil's bathtub, colon, life in the bubble bath.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't get that. And then devil's bathtub, colon, riding out the storm drain.
Okay, because their last name was Ride Out.
Because Ride Out.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Riding out the storm.
The storm
drain.
Drain.
Did they really ride out the storm now?
No, it's fine. Don't worry about
it. Okay, don't question it. Don't ask too many questions.
That I had pocket dial for murder.
Okay. Wait, what?
Pocket dial for
murder. Oh, because the pocket was, yeah, the phone was in the pocket. There we go. I like that.
Phone was in the pocket.
Yes, that's good.
And then I have.
That's very good.
Drano. Drano. Devils come and me won't go home. Drano. Me say Drano. That's it. It's just a song about Drano. Not like it?
It's not my favorite.
All right.
I've heard better.
Dang it. That was all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I tried.
I'm really sorry. It's okay.
All right. I'm sorry. You were expecting much more from me.
Yeah,
I tried.
Oh. Should we go to Twitter?
Yeah.
I barely had any because it was on a Saturday night, so most people weren't tweeting. But I got a few. Kid in LA says, let's preserve evidence in a plastic bag. Or should we burn it? No, just bag it and let it float. What? Did they ever hear of a fire? You just burn those clothes. And they didn't put anything heavy in the bag, so it's floating on top of the water.
I've got nothing on this. And why
and
is
they
she
put it
upstairs
in a bag to preserve
cleaning
the evidence?
And not cleaning the blood downstairs. Why is she upstairs cleaning when the sister gets there? And not down in the basement getting the blood off. What are you doing?
No, I don't.
Get your paintbrush out.
I don't get it.
Nothing.
Ski Joey, Devil's Bathtub, Lucifer Shower. What state are we in? I like Lucifer Shower.
That's good.
Lunar 456 says, there's like 12 killers in this girl's bubble.
Yeah.
It's really true.
It really is. Come, Mr. Tucci Man, Tucci me banana. Okay, go ahead. You're fine. I'm going to keep going until it works.
Okay. Well, that's all I got for Twitter. So.
All right. Okay, everybody, give us 5 stars.
That's it.
So I don't cry at night anymore.
You won't let me say anything else, will you?
You can have 1 mailbox.
Okay. How about last week when we were trying to think of what Dateline stood for that had to do with Dennis?
Yes. Tell
Catherine
me what they are.
Vaughn came up with Dennis achieves total excellence and literally is never enough.
It's so great. I saw it on Instagram and I'm impressed. I feel like I should maybe quit the show.
Kind of.
I feel weird about it. I feel like, should we just give her the handle and just be like, go for it?
Yeah.
Have fun. Puns are encouraged.
Yeah.
And discouraged. I don't know what to do.
After CrimeCon, we will be retiring because Katie has used up everything that she has in her.
It's done.
It's I'll gone. Be done. But speaking of CrimeCon, can I tell you two very cool things?
Yeah, please.
Bijou by the Bay on Instagram said that there is drive-through, get ready.
What?
Drive-through daiquiri shops.
What are you talking about?
It is.
At CrimeCon?
In New Orleans. New Orleans. Oh, yeah. New Orleans. I said it right, guys. You never heard the first thing I said. I said it right the first time.
I can cut it.
No, it's fine. I said it right the first time. You don't need to cut it.
You did great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Panic every time. There's a place called Daiquiri's Now, and you literally drive through and pick up your daiquiri.
You can't drive through and get an alcoholic beverage in the United States,
so
Kimberly.
Here's what she says. She says, don't worry about drinking and driving. You'll notice they don't put the straw in. That's how they get around it. They don't put the straw in so they can convince themselves that you're taking it home to drink. And there's a picture of her picking one up with the happiest looking girl ever handing her a giant daiquiri. And they have Bahama Mama, Banana Split, Dark Russian, Dreamsicle, all these different flavors. And Mounds Bar.
Are you going to have one?
Yeah, I think I might.
You are?
Yeah, let's.
Can you walk through the drive-thru? Is there a walk-up portion of the drive-thru?
I don't know how it works.
Can we get our Uber driver to take us?
Can you be on your horse? Is this a different thing with the horse through the Starbucks line? I'm combining two episodes.
Yeah, you are. I think we can get our Uber to take us through it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what we have to do right when we land. Right when we land.
You know what else we're going to have is we're going to have the king cake.
Ooh.
Do you remember the cake with the baby inside?
Yes, but I really want a beignet.
We're going to have beignets, but we're also going to have king cake because you know it's like 15 layers of frosting. It's like a dream come true for people who like sugar.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going
to
be great.
I better not be
You're eating
on no
carbs
sugar
that week. I'm not. I seriously won't have it. I won't hear of it. I will look at my face. I will not have it. It can't happen. It's got to be okay.
Okay. Now, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever heard in my life. Okay. Get ready. So a couple of listeners have suggested that we do a swamp tour. Several have even volunteered to help us arrange it.
On the airboats?
On the airboats.
Okay.
But get ready for this, okay?
What?
So Katie Cavallero, who's a patroness, mm-hmm. says, mm-hmm. you see lots and lots of gators. They feed them marshmallows. And you may even get to hold a baby alligator. I've gone on two of the airboat tours, and both times I got to hold an adorable baby. Baby gator.
I feel like I'm about to ruin your day.
They're going to eat my face?
No, I've held a baby gator.
What? At Gatorland?
Yeah. I have pictures.
Was it amazing?
Yeah, they're all right. They taped their mouth shut.
How small are they?
They taped their jaws. Like that? They're not like a baby. They're not like a little baby.
I still want to do it.
We'll do it. They're not going to eat your face off. They're little.
I want to see the big ones. The big ones.
Yeah, we'll see the big ones. We will.
I'm going to give them names. I'm going to be like, that's Sam.
Yeah.
That's Herman.
That's Chuck. Done.
And they are brothers. And they mm-hmm. love that lady gator mm-hmm. named Sandra. Sheila.
Sandra.
I think it's Sandra.
Sandra and Sheila.
Yeah, Sandra and Sheila are sisters. They're dating mm-hmm. Herman and Sam. Chuck, whatever I said the first one's name was.
Do they get confused on like who's who? It's a whole
thing. Oh my God. Oh my God. They are the gator version of TLC's latest program, My Twin Sane Wedding, which
My Twin Sane Wedding
is about a set of female twins who have been so obsessed with marrying twins their whole lives, and they have finally found their princes who are dude twins, identical, and they all are going to live together in a house and raise their children together because they're both two sets of twins, their children will be both cousins and siblings because they will have the same genetic DNA. And they literally are going to live together. And they get married at Twin Fest, surrounded by twins with two twin preachers marrying them. It's the spookiest. They are crazy. There's all this backstory.
I do like twins. Okay.
About them being like terrible garbage people. But on the show, they make really? Them look like princesses and they're obsessed with princesses. But
when does it start?
It's already been on. It was a special. And someone tweeted me all this stuff. They're horrible people. They're lawyers, but they're apparently like the shadiest lawyers. And they're like, they're terrible, crazy.
Did you watch it already?
Yes.
No. Darn it. All right, I'm going to watch it.
I think it's our Twin Sane Wedding because my Twin Sane doesn't make sense. They
you're
talk
telling
the same. They dress yeah. each other. They make sure they're wearing exactly the same thing and their makeup is exactly the same every single day. And they sleep
so
in the same bed.
So if they're both doing a smoky eye, they're both doing
they
a smoky eye.
They have to. They watch each other in the mirror and make sure they're doing it exactly the same.
Stop it.
They want to be exactly the same.
Do they sleep in the same bed?
Yes, they sleep in the same bed.
Okay, I gotta watch this. But wait, I'm mad at you for telling me this right before I have to edit this 2-hour episode. I'm furious.
Because you want to go watch it right now?
Yeah, because now I'm mad.
But there's something off about them. Like, they speak in these just, like, platitudes where it's like the Duggars do, where they're just, like, saying things and it's just word salad. There's no personality there. And then they meet these other two guys who also have no personality, who they clearly don't even really like. They're just using as props because they finally found their princes, their twin couple that they can marry, and it is the weirdest thing. Not necessarily because of what they're doing. Like, I could, if they were maybe normal or fun, I could be like, okay, that's kind of cool. But they are freaky Stepford wife type people, and they have turned these brothers into the same thing. It's weird.
I can't wait. We got to end this. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't watch alone. Bye.
Follow us on all of the social medias. Check out our Patronus. Check out Mugshot, the podcast. And
if you want to go to CrimeCon, use our code.
Dateline19.
Dateline19. It would be awesome to see you. Anybody there.
And some baby gators.
We'd be so excited.
Daiquiris in hand.
We're going to have little things and it'll be fun.
We're going to have fun stuff. Also,
we're gonna
you
make
can
it a party.
Go alone. Like, it's don't watch alone, but you can go to CrimeCon alone because you're going to meet friends. There's plenty of single people who go and they meet up with people. Like, we'll do meets up and you can go to panels together and stuff. You won't be alone.
There definitely are. And we're trying to plan something really exciting that we'll announce as soon as it's set.
We are? I forgot about that.
We are planning something kind of major, if it works out.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you guys can guess what it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But fingers crossed,
yay,
everybody. Okay.
So everybody, don't watch alone. Watch with the Tooch because he's out free walking amongst us.
No, stay away from the Tooch. Stay away from the Tooch and stay away from anything with devil, Satan taking a shower.
Let's drain Satan's bathtub, shall we?
Yeah, let's not play this game anymore. I don't like it.
Drain the swamp.
Drain
there
the
it is.
Swamp. Bye, everybody.
Bye.